So we talked about this a little bit. How does funding help law firms? You reduce your risk because you're still getting in, you're still getting revenue in as the case is progressing, but you still get to participate in the upside. Serving clients, you don't have to turn away clients that aren't willing to pay an hourly fee model. It allows you to offer them another option. And we've come in and helped law firms when they're pitching for cases and helping them explain to their clients. Oftentimes when they're competing against maybe a lawyer who has a lower fee budget, how the funding can help the client. And then finally, the last point is about a law firm portfolio where we're funding a law firm and they're putting more than one case into that portfolio. We're typically able to offer better pricing because our risk is reduced. And then on the flip side, how does it help clients? I always think from the client's perspective, like they should be jumping for joy to have their case funded because they don't have to pay usually either zero or a very small amount out of pocket to get a really good lawyer. They get kind of a second eye on the case. This one benefit that we bring to cases is that or the lawyers that we work with tell us often that they find it really helpful. It's like getting a free second pair of eyes on the case when we're doing our diligence and oftentimes are able to point out things that they hadn't gotten to yet in their analysis. So the client, from the client's perspective, they really are paying very little out of pocket. They get to hire the best counsel. They are getting less at the end of the day on their upside case, right? When the case pays out, they have to, of course, pay us back our money in our return and pay their lawyers out of that money. But they're completely downside protected. So if they lose the case, they don't owe us or the lawyers any money. Which cases get funded? Okay, so in terms of patent cases, these are the main things that we're looking for, but these are pretty high level. In terms of liability, of course, you know, we're looking at a case where it's strong on infringement. We usually run our own prior art searches and look at the validity analysis. We want to see a case that hopefully is going to resolve in less than 5 years. And then the damages piece is a really important piece for us. And it's interesting because usually when lawyers come to us with a case that's in a pre-filing stage, you know, oftentimes damages is not the first thing that they're thinking about. They're thinking about, okay, how am I going to put together my infringement claim charts? Is the patent valid? Where am I going to file? Which are all very important things. But we have to make sure that the damages are enough to make it a worthwhile investment for us. We like to say we're looking for a 10-to-1 ratio between the amount that they're looking for funding and then the amount and damages that they're going to be asking for in court. And that there's an important reason for that, and that's because we only want to fund cases where everybody's going to do well. We want to make sure that the client at the end of the day is going to be getting at least half of the case proceeds. And we just turn down cases if that's not possible. So we want to make sure that there's enough there where the client's going to be very happy with the result, the lawyers are going to get their cut, and we'll get our return, and there'll be enough there to cover everybody.
Michelle, one quick question on the damages piece. What about ITC litigation? What do you all do with those?
Yeah, so ITC is really interesting and is becoming, I think, a more popular forum, especially now with all the venue changes. You know, that's a kind of a real lot. You know where you're going to be. You're not going to get transferred if you can stick there with domestic industry.
Right.
But in terms of damages, you're right. It's interesting because the remedy you're looking for there is an exclusion order. Mm-hmm. We do look at ITC cases, and those are ones in which the parties are hoping to settle the case once they get either before they get an exclusion order or after they get an exclusion order for monetary damages in order to settle their claims. And that's usually what the companies that we've talked to and the lawyers mm-hmm. that we've talked to are looking for at the end of the day. They are going to the ITC to extract, you know, pressure, put pressure on the defendant because an exclusion order is such a powerful remedy that typically that if they are successful, the defendant is willing to pay a lot of money to get rid of that exclusion order risk.
Okay, that makes sense.
But we do look at ITC. And ITC is nice because it's got a quick time to resolution, which helps us offer better pricing. Okay, so cases are more likely to be approved if the counsel shares oral written analysis. Sometimes, you know, or oftentimes we'll talk to firms, and in order to get the case approved for a partial contingency fee by their firm. The lawyers already have to put together kind of a written memo explaining the case and why it's so great and going through all the topics that we talked about, infringement, validity, damages, venue. They have to put together that memo for their own internal management. And when that's a case, oftentimes they'll share that with us, and that helps our diligence go really smoothly because it's kind of like in this nice, pretty package. But it doesn't have to be in a nice, pretty memo. We're not trying to make anybody do any extra work that they don't already need to be doing to take the case on a partial contingency where, you know, they're in some risk too, and they should want to make sure that all the items check out. So typically we're doing our diligence alongside the lawyers, you know, asking questions about those topics. And then finally, the funding budget is something that we'll need to be able to move forward. You know, we always say that we're looking for a good, healthy budget that you feel comfortable with, that you would have the resources that you need to do a great job to win the case, you know. And a lot of times, I worked at Baker Botts with Natalie for a long time, and I think, you know, a lot of times in order to win business, lawyers are putting together for their clients kind of the skinnier budget so that they can, you know, look more affordable and win the deal. That's not the budget that we want. We want it to be healthy where you're not going to run out of money. You know, we'd rather it be healthy and not a skinny budget because we want to know up front, you know, what you need to win the case.